Parshas Vayakel, Ve'ezes Hashem Yisborach. We would like to look tonight at Parshas Shkolim. This week's Shabbos, amidst Hashem, is Parshas Shkolim. As we know, Chazal tell us that on Rosh Chodesh Adar, if it falls out on Shabbos, and that's when you read the Shkolim, that was always the time of year. Exactly in the beginning of Adar, when Klal Yisrael brought their Shkolim for the new Korbonos, and that's why they needed a reminder. They needed a reminder, and that's the inyan of the Kriya of Parshas Shkolim. The Shulchan Aruch paskens this halacha, and the Mishnah Berurah points out that even though nowadays we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, but nonetheless, Mshalmim Porim Sfoseinu, just like the inyan of Tefillah is in place of the Korbonos, so too we read the Parsha of Shkolim, as it were, to commemorate the inyan of announcing Shkolim to Klal Yisrael. There is a very peculiar Medrash in Parshas Kisisa, and it says that there are various Parshios that we read every week, Parshas HaShavua, the Dalet Parshios. And when it comes to Parshas Shkolim, the Medrash says as follows: Omar Moshe Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishe Ani Meis, Ein Ani Nizkar. Once I pass away, I won't be remembered. How am I going to be remembered after I die? Asked Moshe Rabbeinu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing to worry about. Just like I'm giving you now the parasha of Shkolim, Va'ato Zoykeif Es Roshon, you are raising their heads, as it says, Kisiso Es Rosh B'nei Yisrael, so too every year they will read this parasha, and it's as if you are there once again being Zoykeif Es Roshon. This whole Medrash is a Medrash Plia. Firstly, what does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned, what's going to be after I die, Ein Ani Nizkar? Moshe Rabbeinu is the most mentioned person in the Torah. What was he concerned about, that there wouldn't be a statue of him in Trafalgar Square? What does it mean? Mishameis Ein Ani Nizkar, nobody will remember me. And if there was some concern, then how is it through the parasha of Shkolim Moshe Rabbeinu is apparently remembered? And thirdly, what does it mean Bichlal Zoykeif Es Roshon, which of course is the mashmaus of the pasuk Kisiso Es Rosh B'nei Yisrael? The first words of parasha Shkolim, Kisiso, means to raise up, to lift up the heads of Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? How are Klal Yisrael raised through the mitzvah of Shkolim, and in what way does that mean that Moshe Rabbeinu is now remembered? Now we know the famous Gemara. The Gemara tells us that Haman HaRasha came to Achashverosh with his plan to wipe out Klal Yisrael, and he wants to offer him a bribe of 10,000 Shkolim. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hiktim Shiklehen Lishkolov. Haman, you have been preempted. Long before you ever thought of offering your Shkolim to Achashverosh, Klal Yisrael have long been Mekayim the mitzvah of Shkolim. When is that? Be'echod Ba'ador Mashmien al Ashkolim. Every year they announce on Rosh Chodesh Adar the inyan of Shkolim. And this obviously needs explanation. In what way is the mitzvah of Shkolim, Machtes HaShekel, some way a preempting of Haman? Haman comes with a claim. He would like to annihilate Klal Yisrael. He's willing to pay Achashverosh for his services. So what does that mean that no, the Shkolim of Klal Yisrael have come first? Furthermore, Chazal tell us, it's a Gemara in Yerushalmi, that when the brother sold Yosef be'esrim kesef, that money is, as it were, split between the Shvatim, and that's why they all have to pay a machatzis hashekel in the mitzvah of Shkolim. What does that mean? In what way is the mitzvah of machatzis hashekel somehow a kapora for the chait of Mechiras Yosef? So the first step in answering this is, of course, the very famous Alshich. The Alshich in Parshas Kisisa quotes Reb Shlomo Alkabetz. Reb Shlomo Alkabetz is, of course, the composer of Lechadoidi, the great Mekubal in Tzfas at the time of the Beis Yosef. And Reb Shlomo Alkabetz points out that there is no mitzvah to bring a shekel, rather a machatzis hashekel, a half shekel. Shehu lahoyres, because that is to teach us the achdus of Bnei Yisrael. Nobody should think that he's complete. You can only be represented by a complete shekel when your friend brings his half as well. Ha'oshir lo yarbe, v'hadal lo yamit. Nobody brings more, nobody brings less. Everybody is equal. Everybody represents only a half a shekel. The Malbim says the same. Many other Meforshim point out that the inyan of the Shkolim is to represent the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. Well, if that's the case, we obviously immediately understand why that's a kapara for the chait of the Mechiras Yosef. The Mechiras Yosef, which represented the exact opposite, this machlokas and pirud between the 12 Shvatim, that is put back together through the mitzvah of Shkolim. It is, however, very famous also that the same Reb Shlomo Alkabetz, in his Pirish Monos HaLevi to Megillas Esther, says that that is a critical theme in the whole of the Purim story. Because when Haman HaRasha came and he said to Achashverosh that there's Am Echod, Mefuzar u'mefoyrod bein ho'amim, scattered, says the Monos HaLevi, this does not mean that geographically they're not living side by side. Rather, what does it mean? They're mefuzar, they're mefoyrod, they're divisive, there's a machloikus in Klal Yisrael. And that will be my ticket to try and be misgaber over Klal Yisrael. What was the tikkun? Says Esther Hamalka, Leich knois es kol hayudim. Gather them back in. Chas v'sholem, there shouldn't be an inyan of pizur. In fact, the Monos HaLevi points out that this is why we find that the mitzvahs on Purim are all bein odom lachaveiro, mishloach monos, matonis le'evyonim. Why is it that on Purim we're all of a sudden so concerned about our fellow Yid? Teretz is, in order to alleviate the taina of Haman, there is no mufuza u'mufayrod. He was claiming that there's Am Echod. They should be an Am Echod with absolute unity, and they're not. They are. That's the mitzvah of Shlach Monos. One can add that there is another Gemara. The Gemara in Yerushalmi says that the Chet Ha'egel was served b'machatzis hayoim, halfway through the day. The Takona is the machatzis hashekel. In what way is the machatzis hashekel a kapora for the Egel? The answer is, because if you look at the Chet Ha'egel, you will see that once again it was all about pirud and machlokas in Klal Yisrael. In fact, the Gemara in Yerushalmi says there was not just one Egel, there were actually 12. Every Shevet had to make its own Egel. None of them was satisfied with the Egel of a different Shevet. And in fact, the Beis HaLevi is Marich, Dvorim Nifloim B'Yosef. He says that Matan Torah, where there was absolute unity in Klal Yisrael, Vayichan, Ki'ish echod, belev echod. All of that was unraveled at the Chet Ha'egel. What did they say? Eile Elohecha, it's your God. Everybody pointed to everybody else. What does that mean? Why did they say Eile Elohecha? So the Beis Halevi says, Abir Niflo. Because at Klal Yisrael, at Matan Torah, they said, Na'aseh v'nishma. In the plural, nobody said, E'eseh v'eshma, I will, rather we will. And the Beis Halevi explains, because every member of Klal Yisrael accepted upon himself and committed not only himself to Torah or mitzvahs, but also to take responsibility for others as well. Na'aseh v'nishma. When, however, they served the Egel and they said, Eila Elohecha, this is your God. What they meant was to say, I'm not taking responsibility over you. It's your Avodah Zarah. That's nothing to do with me. Well, that then is a dismantling of the whole of the Na'aseh v'nishma. Na'aseh v'nishma was the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. In fact, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in our very parashah in Vayakel says, the introduction to the Mishkan must be Vayakel altogether, because the Mishkan is also a kapora for the Egel. In order to do so, Klal Yisrael have to be once again Vayakel. But either way, if the Egel was all about Pirud and Machloikas, then certainly we understand very well that's why the Machatzis HaShekel is the tikkun for that. Because the Machatzis HaShekel is all about the Achdus in Klal Yisrael, which is reverses the Machloikas that happened at the time of the Chet Ha'egel. In fact, I found another Gemara in Yerushalmi in Shkolim that says, the Kapoires was made out of Zohov Toher. Why? Because that atones for the Zohov of the Egel. Why dafka the Kapoiris? There were many Kalim in the Mishkan that were made out of Zohov. Why the Kapoiris? I think the answer is because on the Kapoiris there were the Kruvim facing each other. That represents absolute Achdus. Ish El Ochiv, the opposite of the Egel. Let's come back now. We understand very well, therefore, that Haman HaRosha comes with a taina. Klal Yisrael amafuzar umafoyrod bein ha'amim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Haman, Klal Yisrael have long preempted you with their shkolim. What does that mean? Now we understand. The mitzvah of shkolim is all about the achdus of Klal Yisrael. It is a refuah koidem lemako. You think Klal Yisrael are mufuza or mufoyre, they're not. They're essentially a united nation. That is their very essence. And that's why the Shkolim of Haman have long been preempted by the Shkolim that Klal Yisrael give and commemorate every year on Parsha Shkolim that represents the Achdus. What bothered me, however, very much is, even though I think this principle is quite famous, but I didn't see anybody discuss, why is it that Haman homed in on the fact that Klal Yisrael were mefuzah u'mefoyred? Why is that his koyach to be misgaber over Klal Yisrael? It's all about pizur. It's all about pirud, such that we need to evoke the memory of the shkolim to reunite Klal Yisrael. Why is it all dependent on that? Until this year, Baruch Hashem, I found a Metzia Gedoila. A Metzia Gedoila. Let me share with you the words of Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chava, the great Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. Because he also says the exact principle that we just quoted, that the Shkolim represent the Achdus, and that is the antidote to Haman's complaint that Klal Yisrael are mufuza u'mufoyrod. But if you look very carefully, he adds a couple of lines, and I think this is the secret. He says there is nothing worse than machlokas in Klal Yisrael. Do you know what happens when there is disunity in Klal Yisrael? Meisir mehem hashkochosa yisborach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes his hashkocha v'noiflim, and Klal Yisrael now fall tachas mikre hazman, controlled by teva. And he says, this is what Klal Yisrael were in danger. Haman complains that they are mufuzel u'mufoirod. Achashveirosh said, hey mushkochim me'es Hashem Yisborach. U'mufloim tomid benisim. They're a miraculous nation. There's no way we can get the better of them. Says Haman, we can, because they are mufuzer beinoamim. They're no longer united. And when they're no longer united, memela sar lohem hashkochosa yisbarach. That special hashkocha that is so pertinent to Klal Yisrael is removed, so we can get the better of them. V'nucha la'asois, and we can do kol cheftseinu, whatever we want. That's why he says, had Esther said, k'nois es kol ha'yehudim, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Klal Yisrael's shkolim came first. So Rabbi Yitzchok Eigenchover has added a crucial dimension over here. The reason why Mufuza u'Mufoyrad is so critical is because when Klal Yisrael are not united, they are not zoicha to miraculous hashkocha, and they are then in danger of being overcome by the goyim. That was the taina. That, thought Haman, was his ticket to be misgaba over Klal Yisrael. So I'd like to try and explain this a little bit. We have to trace the source. Where is the origin of this unique hashkocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael? And we will see Be'ezah Hashem Dvarim Nifloim B'yosem. The Pirkei de Beleza says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu selected Avrohom v'Zaroi. What did he select them for? Ki chelek Hashem Amoy. They are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chelek. What does that mean? Klal Yisrael are chelek Hashem Amoy. The Ramban in Parashas Acharei Moy says, all goyim are run by mazolos and koychovim and the darkei hateva. But Klal Yisrael, he says, they have a unique hashkocha. They are controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, ki chelek Hashem Amoy. A unique hashkocha. Klal Yisrael transcend teva. We are not controlled by the koychovim and the mazolos, and that's what it means, ki chelek Hashem Amoy. That's what it means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu selected Avrohom v'Zaroi for this unique hashkocha. There are indeed two types of hashkochas. And I found this also in the writings of Rabbi Yitzchok Isaac Chava in another place. Klal Yisrael alemalo midarkei hateva, and he says, listen to these words, Hu hashkocha ho'el yoino ha'masura liYisrael ki chelek Hashem Amoy. The critical word is Amoy. They have to be a nation. They have to be a united nation. When they are an Am, then they are Chelek Hashem. When they are not an Am, well, then they're exactly like the Goyim. When the Yevonim came and they claimed, Kisvu lochem al keren hashoir, right on the horn of ox, She'ein lochem chelek be'eloike Yisrael. What does that mean, firstly, that they don't have a chelek? And secondly, why did they write it on the shoir? Says the Al-Sheikh, the shoir is the same animal as the eagle. Ein lochem chelek, he says, you don't anymore have the zechus of being chelek Hashem Amoy. The Maral says exactly the same. It's Hafla Vofela. Didn't we just say 5 minutes ago that at the time of the Egel, there was no longer the Achdus in Klal Yisrael? That was an unraveling of the Nasa V'Nishma. Well, if that's the case, you're no longer Amoy. And if you're no longer Amoy, you no longer have the Zechus of Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy. That's what the Yevonim meant. Right on the Keren HaShoir. The Shoir is the Egel. Ein Lochem Chelek. You're not the Chelek Hashem Amoy anymore. And I think that's what Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chava means. When Haman claims that Klal Yisrael are mefuzah u'mefoirad, as Rabbi Isaac Chava writes, therefore they're not zoicha to the hashkocha. Which hashkocha? The kichelek Hashem amoy. Because they're not an am, they're not a united nation anymore. And now we understand, that's what Esther Malka said. Let's put the pieces back together. Knois es kol ha-yehudim. Mishloach monos. Matonis le'evyonim, hiktim shkolim. The mitzvah of shkolim that represents the unity of Klal Yisrael, it ensures that once again we are zoicha to that unique hanhoga of kichelek Hashem amri. But Rabbeisai, listen to this. What was the first time, when was the first time that Amalek come and fight against Klal Yisrael in Parshas? B'shalach. Just this morning, in the zechus of preparing the shir, I found another metzia in the Kli Yoker in Parshas B'shalach. Where did that milchama take place? In Rephidim. Klal Yisrael said, "Ha'im yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im'ayin." There is Rephidim, says the Kli Yoker. Rephidim is the letters of Predim. Klal Yisrael was separate. They were not united. It was Masa u'Meriva. Ah, so we understand now. If Klal Yisrael were in Rephidim, which is Predim, isn't that the exact same letters as Mufuza u'Mefoirod? So they said, Ha'im yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im ayin. You know something? They were 100% right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not b'kirbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to remove his hashkocha from Klal Yisrael because they were no longer that united nation. They were Rephidim, they were Predim. Says the Kli Yoker, mamish those words, sheyosur Hashem me'aleihem legamri. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed his hashkocha because Rephidim is osios Predim. And guess how the Kli Yoker concludes? V'chein Haman said exactly the same, Mefuzar u'mefoirad, Mefuzar ish mirayehu, Nifla b'yosa. Haman says, Klal Yisrael are Mefuzar u'mefoirad. This is surely a throwback to the original Melchemes Amalek. Rephidim, we're back to Vayove Amalek of Parshas B'Shalach. Rephidim, the letters Predim. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no, but the Shkolim of Klal Yisrael, that is the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, that Machatzis, where each one understands that he's only half, that preempted the Shkolim of Haman and shows that essentially Klal Yisrael are in fact a nation of Achdus. And they are Zeicha to that Hashkocha of Kichelek Hashem Amoy. But one more Metzia Gedoila. And this brings us back to where we started. I found a Shemish Shmuel in Parshas Mishpatim. Ba'oid Moshe Rabbeinu Chai, Shokul Moshe Keneged Kol Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu equates all of Klal Yisrael, listen to these words, he is the Ma'ached of Klal Yisrael. He is the Ma'achid. He is what unites Klal Yisrael together. And that's what he meant. Isn't this the Medrash we said in the beginning? Misha ani meis, ein ani nizkar. What does that mean, ein ani nizkar? Moshe Rabbeinu is mentioned in every parsha. That koyach of achdus. Moshe is keneged shishim ribui. He is the ma'ached of Klal Yisrael. What's going to be after I die, says Moshe Rabbeinu. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't worry, they'll have the mitzvah of shkalim. Well, how does that preserve, as it were, Moshe Rabbeinu's immortality? The answer is because Moshe is the me'ached. That's precisely what the mitzvah of shkalim does. It ensures that we still have the special hanhoga of kichelek Hashem amoy. And we said in the beginning that the Gemara says that the mitzvah of shkolim is to roim keren Yisrael, to lift Klal Yisrael up, ki siso. Do you know what this reminds us of? The Rashi in Parshas Lech Lecha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, habet no hashomaimo. Now what does it mean, habet? Habet, Rashi says, is always to look down. How can you look down at shomaim? You have to look up to shomaim. Says Rashi, Higbiu lemalo min hakechovim. Avram Avinu is raised above the kechovim. Because al pi darkei hateva, Avram Avinu cannot have children. But Klal Yisrael are not conducted al pi darkei hateva. They are lemalo min hateva. They are lemalo min hakechovim. And that's what it means. That's the Bechira we mentioned in the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses Avraham v'Zaroi ki chelek Hashem amoy. That's what happens through the mitzvah of Shkolim. It's Teroim Keren. It's a kisiso. Klal Yisrael are raised up. What does that mean, raised up? L'malo midar ke'ateva. They're once again zoicha to that special hashkocha of ki chelek Hashem amoy. Haman tried to unravel that by suggesting that Klal Yisrael are mefuza u'mefoirot. What was he really saying? We're back to Rafidim. Letters, Predim. It's the Egel all over again. Klal Yisrael are no longer united. They are. They have the mitzvah of Shkolim. And maybe let's conclude with one final thought. The Gemara famously tells us that Haman was so delighted when the goyel fell out on Zion Ador, because that is the Yom Shemes Boi Moshe, say Chazal, but unfortunately he didn't know that that's also the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was born. Why didn't he know that? If he knew his Jewish history, that Zion Adar was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, then presumably he knew that that was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was born. Perhaps Derech Drush we can explain. The Yom Shemes Boi Moshe means there is no longer the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu to be ma'ached es hadoir. This is the day that Moshe Rabbeinu passes away. That's a valid question. In fact, Moshe Rabbeinu asked that question. Didn't Moshe Rabbeinu say, Misha ani meis, ein ani nizkar? After my Misa, what is the koyach to ma'achid Klal Yisrael? That was Haman's taina. What's the teretz? But after Moshe Rabbeinu meis, there's also a leida. Which leida? It's not referring to when Moshe Rabbeinu was originally born. Rather, it means the leida, Moshe Rabbeinu's memory is still alive. How so? Through the mitzvah of Shkolim. That's the Shaklavataria. Haman is so delighted when the goyel comes out on Zion Ador, because that's the Yom Shemes Boi Moshe, as Moshe Rabbeinu himself asked. Once I die, what's going to be with the Achdus of Klal Yisrael? In other words, how are they going to be zeicha to kichelek Hashem Amoy? The answer is, there's a leida of Moshe Rabbeinu as well. In fact, it's very meduyak. You know what the Gemara says? Zayin Ador is the day that Moshe Rabbeinu dies. It's the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was born. The order is the wrong way around. It should have said, it was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, and then afterwards Moshe Rabbeinu died. Lo'or edvareinu, it's haflav ofela. It's not referring to when he was born to the world. It's referring to what happened after Moshe Rabbeinu died. after Moshe Rabbeinu died, Moshe Rabbeinu himself asked the Shaila, Einani Nizkar, where's the Achdus in Klal Yisrael going to be? And why is that so important? Because otherwise they're not Amoy, and they cannot be Zoicha to Kichelek Hashem Amoy. That's why Haman was so thrilled. He doesn't realize that following, not prior to, following the Misa of Moshe, there's actually immediately a Leda of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu never dies. That Koyach of Achdus and Klal Yisrael is always here. How is it always here? Through the mitzvah of Shkolim. That ensures that Klal Yisrael remain Amoy. They are zoicha to the hashkocha of kichelek Hashem Amoy, and that's why Haman's plans were all foiled. So I think we've answered all of our questions. We asked, what does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned that his memory won't be preserved? And how is it preserved, Alidei the Shkolim? And what does it mean, Zokfon Roshon, he lifts them up? Now we understand. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Ma'achid of Klal Yisrael, and who is concerned that after his Misa, how is that Achdus going to be perpetuated? Why is that so crucial? Because that's the way that Klal Yisrael remain Amoy. Kichelek Hashem Amoy. And the answer is, Zokfon Roshon, Teroim Keren Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are uplifted, like Rashi said, Lemalo min akrichovim. They are indeed always united through the mitzvah of Shkolim. Shkolim is the mitzvah that unites Klal Yisrael. It's a machatzis. I am only one with my fellow Jew. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu is ultimately, the koyach of that achdus is indeed preserved. So yes, Haman tries to speak Lashon Hara about Klal Yisrael, as the Gemara calls it. Mefuzer u'mefoirod. As we asked, why is that his ticket to try and conquer Klal Yisrael? The answer is because that's always been the way. Just like it was originally in Rephidim, Predim, the Kliyoka says. When they are a disparate nation, when they are no longer united, they are not Zoicha to the Hashkocha. And that's why Haman was rubbing his hands with glee. This is the Yoim Shemes Boi Moshe. It's my lucky day. This is the day that Klal Yisrael's Achdus is lost. The retort is, no, it's not. It's the Yoim Shenoilad Moshe. Because soon as Moshe Rabbeinu dies, he's once again born, immediately. How so? Hikdimu Shiklehen. Through that Koyach of Achdus of Klal Yisrael. The Knois Es Kol HaYehudim. The Mishloach Monois Ish L'Rieihu. Those Kruvim Ish El Ochiv, that really is the true essence of Klal Yisrael. We indeed are the Amoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation. And as long indeed as we are that united Am, then we can be Zoicha Kichelek Hashem Amoy. Not like the Yevonim claimed, Ein Lochem Chelek Be'eloike Yisrael. Because of the Keren Hashoy, because of the Chet Ho'egel, which was all about disunity. We forever have the mitzvah of Shkolim. And that's the Inyan, this Shabbos Kodesh, of every year we have to read and commemorate and remember once again that the Koyach of Klal Yisrael is through the mitzvah of Shkolim. Through the Koyach of Achdus we become Amoy, that united nation, Ki Ish Echod, Belev Echod, and thus we are Zoicha to the Hashkocha of Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy. Haman tried to point out we are a disunified nation, mufuzu umufoyrod, no, hikdimu shikleim l'shkolov. The mitzvah of Shkolim is forever that reminder, we are the nation of Achdus, we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Am, and that's our secret to eternity. Ki chelek Hashem Amoy. I wish everybody a very good Shabbos.